Welcome.
What up, guys? This is Over 40 and Faded. We're about to talk about some stuff that your mama never told you.
And then some.
So put your seatbelt on and enjoy.
Yeah, you might want to grab a drink. Let's go. Ready to party! All right, let's go.
We're here.
Oh, hey. Oh, shit. Hello, everybody. Welcome to 42.
What up, guys? Episode number 42.
This is my lucky number. Did you know is 42 it? Is my lucky number?
I did not know that.
I've been obsessed with 42.
Well, this is going to be a lucky episode.
A little girl.
Why 42?
42.
Why 42 is my question.
Okay, I don't know because I think it was because my older sister, who's 7 years older than me, that was her thing.
So you're like, oh, that's going to be mine too.
So it's mine too because whatever you do, I do.
I think it's lucky also.
But then I ended up falling in love with 42 because Jackie Robinson. Like, so yeah. So I've always loved 42 since I was a little girl.
Interesting. I didn't really have a love number. Never.
No.
Can't say that I did.
No. I was never into 7s and 13s.
I liked 8s. Because it was just like infinity. Yeah. I think I like
that. That makes sense, yeah. But mine was always 42.
Or 11s because it's a straight line. It's symmetrical.
Of course you would say 11, of course.
Well, it's like 8 symmetrical too if you draw it out evenly.
Why would we think anything else?
So today we're right now at this very moment, we're finishing off the last of some Carbot Crawford. No, I'll give it a 5.
I always give it a 5.
But then we're going to move on to something else in a minute. This is just this is the party starter.
I feel like it started.
Yeah, because if we don't start with this, then it takes a while to get the party actually started. Okay, so you tell me your week first before I go into mine, because mine's a serious conversation.
Oh, damn.
Yeah,
really?
It's serious. I'm serious. It's something that I feel like needs to be said based on some things that I observed this weekend.
Oh, okay.
So I want to share.
Let me think about my weekend now that I feel like this is some serious shit.
I mean, you can go in with me on this and then maybe it'll spark something.
Okay, so because I can't think of anything out of the ordinary. I got
first of all,
little kids.
Happy 4th of July weekend, everybody. Happy 4th of July.
Yes, be safe. Be responsible.
Yes, please be safe.
Keep your nose clean, as my dad would say.
Wash your hands, wash your ass, as we always say. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the boy had a baseball tournament this weekend. This is the first tournament that he's had since March. And we were all really excited. It was great. They end up winning the tournament.
I saw that.
So one of the teams on Saturday, and there's a reason why I'm telling you all this, because I just kind of feel like it needs to be said. This is kind of a PSA. I feel like this needs to be said. And before I say this, by no means at all do I claim to be a perfect parent. I know that there are things that I've done as a parent that I regret. There's decisions that I could have made that would have been better, that would have benefited my kids better. I mean, nobody's a perfect parent, okay? Let me just go ahead and say that, and I'm not claiming to be. But I do know some things about the behaviors and the effects of those behaviors based on things that I've seen as a parent and people around me.
Ooh, I can't wait to hear, okay? Please tell.
So, on Saturday, we're playing in this tournament, and there's this team that's... We're in the bleachers, and there's a team behind us that's in the bleachers behind us. And this team, the parents, the families... freaking loud, obnoxious. You've been around those people.
I've been in it, in the game with it.
But like obsessively, disturbingly, unapologetically, just loud. Wow. Like no reason for it, loud. Mm-hmm. And saying shit that's just inappropriate. Like there was a mom that kept saying, I don't know if it was a mom or a grandma, but kept saying, finish him! Like Mortal Kombat I kept thinking like Karate Kid. And, and George was like, no, that's Mortal Kombat. And I was like, but the purpose of her saying that was to just distract the other team, you know. And it was distracting our team because we weren't even on the same team, but like the kids could hear it and they were like, what is happening? So anyway, So fast forward Sunday. Sunday, we won our first two games. Third game, we're playing that team.
Oh, damn.
With the loud people.
Oh, shit.
So before the game starts, these parents are in the bleachers, and they're loud, and they're dancing, and they're playing their music louder than we can play our music, and then just, like, being obnoxious.
Yeah, of course.
Which is, I mean, your kids have been winning, so it's okay to be excited for your kids, but there's a level of respect when you're at a baseball park, when you're playing against another team. You have to be respectful to the kids that are playing. It's just kids. They're just playing.
Well, it's usually a code when you play the music.
Exactly. Well,
it
see, they weren't
back and forth.
Right. Well, they weren't doing that. They were playing their music, and their music was always louder than ours. Like, we couldn't even get our music in.
Yeah.
except when the kids were going up to bat. So anyway, so the game goes on, and this is what like sparked my whole point in me telling you this. Every time, almost every time, we'll say 90% of the time, that one of their kids made an error, one of the parents in the stand was like, "It's not your fault, it's the ump's fault. You were right, he was wrong." Mm-hmm. Or the coach would say it. Like, it was like a constant thing. Mm-hmm. Or the kids on the other team were being super confrontational with our players. Mm-hmm. Like, anytime there was a play that they didn't agree with, it's always somebody else's fault. And when the kid would strike out batting, they would be like looking at their parents, "It's not your fault, it's the ump's fault. That was a bad call." Like, it was constantly.
Did they not realize what you were triggering exactly, for the rest of that child's life?
That's exactly
life.
My point.
Those
here.
Are the parents that expect you to get an award even when you didn't win that
right.
shit.
Well, it's not just that. It's not just that. Yes, those are the parents that you should always get an award because you played. But
what, no, they're really not those parents, because those are different parents. Mm. You played like shit, but you should still get an award. These are the parents
that are,
you should have won, but those were all. But
it was all somebody else's fault. It was the ump's fault. It was the other team's fault. I mean, even the coach was doing it. Mm-mm. And I was just like, what in the hell is happening? So the reason why I'm saying this is because I feel like this is a big freaking problem with what's happening right now in the world. Mm-hmm. A huge problem, because you have these parents who are making excuses for their kids, mm-hmm. making their kids feel like they're never wrong, even if they're wrong. Mm-hmm. And so you have these kids that are growing up being fucking assholes.
Yeah.
Because their parents are telling them, "It's never your fault, it's always somebody else." Right. You break into something, it's not your fault, it's their fault. Mm-hmm. They caught you. Mm-hmm. You were speeding, it's not your fault, it's their fault. You were drunk driving, it's not your fault, it's their fault. You, whatever
that's
it is.
That's what it leads to, right.
That's, well, I was just like, I was watching this and I was getting pissed. Mm-hmm. And I've seen this happen. I had someone that I was very close to for a lot of years, and I watched her do this with her son. If I said something about her son was an angel. Mm-hmm. Like, he could do no wrong. Mm-hmm. But she would ride his ass. But if anybody else was to ride his ass right. about anything, he could do no wrong. So this kid grew up to be an adult who was an entitled, self-righteous asshole who had no respect for authority, had no respect right. for adults, had no respect for anybody. No respect for anybody. And that, I was just like,
it's
watching
those parents
that.
Like that raise their kids that way. That's exactly what that is.
And I was like, this is what's happening. This is what's wrong. This is what's wrong with the world right now, is that you have a big group of those kids whose parents have done that to them. And
those
make them,
parents are the ones that annoy me, and the ones I was talking about with the...
Everybody gets an award.
Right. No, if you fucking lost, you lost. You don't get your little ribbon. No.
That's right.
You lost. And my kids, I always tell them, like, no, you don't need a ribbon, whatever. That means you need to work harder.
That's right.
You bust your ass.
That's exactly right.
And you'll get them next year.
That's exactly
in
right.
In the fucking day.
Yeah. You don't, that's like
whenever, no courtesy ribbon.
That's right. Whenever any of our kids were playing, and there was another team that we played after that we ended up playing against for the final game. We beat that team, and whenever the game was over,
oh god,
the parents were like, "Oh, they did this and they did that," and it was always an excuse against the team. It was never the players didn't play. It was a tight game. Like, it was like, I think we won by like two.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. But it was just them making excuses for their kids. Failures. Like, you can't fucking do that.
You can't do that.
You're not raising responsible adults in the world by teaching your kids to blame somebody else if you did something wrong.
Yeah. I am real quick to tell my kids if you did something wrong. I have no problem telling my kids.
Yeah, like whenever the boy was, he struck out, I'm like, "Dude, why didn't you hit it?" Yeah. Like, you, that was swing? A perfect, perfect pitch. You could have hit it out.
Yeah.
And you didn't. I'm like, that's on you.
Yeah.
Like, you can't blame the pitcher. You can't blame the ump. You did that. Yeah. Like, you just have to pay attention and try harder. Like, and then it was the same scenario when you had someone from the other team like, "Oh, that was a bad call. That was the ump did that, or the pitcher did that."
I'm like, I've seen bad calls many times. Obviously, my oldest is softball, my son is baseball. I've been around it, been at the fields fucking damn near the last 16 years of my life. Mm-hmm. On top of that, I lived at the baseball fields because of my dad. I mean, you remember?
Yep. I was there with you.
Yeah, we were right there.
We were right there.
Right there at the same damn field. All so we've been surrounded by fields.
We have.
I have seen my life. Share of bad calls.
Yep.
And I have seen my share of some crazy shit. I have watched fights break out in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Over games. I have watched one mom walk over to another mom and punch her in the nose and bust her nose.
During baseball games?
Yes.
With your kids?
During a baseball game, the cops had to get called. The game got to get put on hold. We've seen some shit. Like, it's no joke. So, when I first started with softball, so obviously my daughter was the oldest one. So, mm-hmm. we started with softball. And I was so into it. And I was like, wait a minute. I would see how these other moms, and I was like, so I kind of like, you know how your oldest is always like your practice run?
Right.
It's okay, I'm going to calm the fuck down.
Yeah.
So then.
Because you're like, you're not doing it right.
Yeah.
You need to do this.
Like, okay, yeah. That's I did that much, with my first one. A little much. Let me just calm it down a little bit. So then my son came, and so he was in baseball, and he's fucking, I think
he's got that natural talent.
Natural fucking talent.
Yeah.
And so.
He's got that gene of your grandpa?
My grandpa, it'd be my grandpa's gene. He gets a lot from his mom, let's just say. He gets a lot from his mom. Okay. But he's definitely got my grandpa's genes. And so I started out being a little aggressive. I was like, you know what? No. It's not my job. I'm going to fucking sit here quietly. Mm-hmm. All I'm going to tell him is, hey, good job. You struck out. Like, there is no sugarcoating shit. Yeah. Like, hey, you did good tonight. But I never hound him on the bad plays, mm-hmm. and I never overpraise the good, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah, like, that's exactly.
I enjoyed watching you, right. I had a great time, how was your game? Because at the end of the day, his coach is there to get on his ass.
That's right.
And then his dad gets on his ass.
Yeah.
So why am I going to be another parent or another adult that's going to get on his ass? He knows what he did wrong.
That's right.
If he made a bad catch or a bad throw, or he should have swung and he didn't swing, you know what you did.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be the supportive parent. Hey, I enjoyed watching you.
Yeah.
It's all right.
So the
get them next time.
The boys coach always says, did you have fun? Mm-hmm. That's all that matters. If you had fun, then it's good. If you didn't have fun, then what are you doing
here? What are you doing here? And I learned that the hard way. I learned that through the mistakes I made with my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, thank God she still loves to play softball. Mm-hmm. But like, I was a little aggressive at first, and then I started out a little aggressive with my son, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna chill, and I just enjoy the sport.
Yeah.
So when I sit and watch all those other parents,
mm-hmm. who just,
and I'm like, mm-mm. oh my God, you are creating little monsters.
That's exactly right.
That's with their work, their job, future jobs. Yep. That would be work.
Hello, personality, Jamie. Or
personality,
their relationships with other
people, relationships, right. anything.
Yep.
You're screwing them up because now they're thinking they're just so fucking perfect.
That's right. And
it's
not.
Everybody else's fault. That's I've watched that time and time again.
I was just like, and I was infuriated.
The shit out of me.
I was infuriated.
And then I get so annoyed with the parents that are like over aggressive. Mm-hmm. Like,
let your kids play.
They're 11. Is it really that serious?
Yeah, let them play.
We're not at like World Series here right now. Can you calm your tits?
Let them play. Just let them play. I mean, and I love the coach that he has now. Like I said, he says, if you didn't have fun, then why are you here? Mm-hmm. Like, the point is, it's a game. You're playing to have fun. You're not playing to be a world champion. You're not playing for money. You're playing to have fun.
Yeah,
and if you're not having fun, and you're not enjoying it, then don't be here.
Yeah, we've been told, not we personally, but I've had over the years, we've had many coaches that at the beginning of the season will say, hey, your job as parents is to cheer them on in the stands.
Mm-hmm.
Do not yell where they need to throw. Do not yell what they're supposed to be doing. That's my job.
Right. Oh, that's a good
coach. Yeah. You yelling, that's going to be very confusing to them because now they're going to hear multiple things.
Right.
You do the cheering, I will do the coaching.
Yeah.
And leave it at that.
Yeah.
And if you don't stop, he will tell you, like, chill the fuck out.
My dad, whenever he blew his knee out when he was, I don't remember how old he was, probably my age right now. And
my dad blew his ankle out.
And so he stopped playing softball and started umping. Mm-hmm. Like, he did it for years. He was an umpire because he just loved being out on the fields. He said the best story that he ever heard from someone, because we were talking about it the other day on Father's Day, is that he had a friend who was an umpire, and he was doing it for a little league or, mm-hmm. you know, one of the tournament teams or whatever. And the parents kept saying, oh, that's a bad call, and I can't believe you didn't see, and blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the umpire, he walked out of the field, walked out of the dugout, and went and sat in the stands and said, play ball. And the parents were like, what are you doing? He's like, well, obviously you're seeing something that I'm not. Right, so right. I'm going to just sit here and watch and see you what you see.
You want the game since yeah. apparently you want to up the know.
Game. That's right. He's like, if you want to up the game, go ahead. He's like, I'm going to sit back here and just let whatever happened happen. And then they stopped as soon as he said that. Yeah. He's like, he said, honestly, that was the best thing to get those people to stop doing that.
I have so much respect for umps. They...
They take so much crap.
I have heard them get yelled at multiple times.
Yep.
It's crazy.
It is.
The shit they have to deal with.
I remember when my dad did it.
I've watched multiple people get thrown out by umps, as they should have been.
Yeah.
Because of the shit they talk. Yeah. And then the cussing and the, oh my God.
Well, and my another thing on that is that I don't like the coaches that just like scream at the kids. Mm-mm. That are just like screaming. Mm-mm. I'm like, you're not going to reach them by screaming.
Yeah.
You're going to reach them by having a conversation, like talking to them. Look, man, you did this wrong. Don't do that again. Make sure you do this next time. Yeah. Instead of just like, what the hell are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to, in the heat of the moment, but at the time, if you calm down and then.
Really think about it before you say
it. Right.
Think about it before you say it.
We've had so many different types of coaches, and I can still to this day remember my daughter's favorite coach. Mm-hmm. She was from Katy, or he was from Katy, and. That was that. It was the one, hey, you shouldn't have done this.
Right.
This is what you should have done. Oh, my God.
This is the coach that the boy has right now.
Yeah. Oh, they're the best.
Yeah, he is the best.
And then, you know, I understand my oldest, you know, that one, you can yell in her face and it does not faze her.
Yeah.
I can yell in her face. It does not faze her. She'll just look at you. Okay.
Okay.
I have passed that down brilliantly to that child.
She will take that everywhere.
She will take that into every future situations. Yell at her. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okey-dokey. Thank you for your information.
Anyway. So that just like I wanted to make sure that I put that out there. If you're a parent, like I said, I'm not by any means the perfect parent in the world. I'm not.
No, but don't fucking make your little children brats. But don't make your
children be entitled assholes by making them think that they're great and they're wonderful at everything that they do, because no kid is great and wonderful at everything that they do.
It's okay for them to be hurt.
That's
right. It's okay for them to know that they made a mistake. This, you learn from that shit.
That's right. You do. And you cannot blame everyone else for your mistakes.
No.
If you do something wrong, own it. Take accountability for it. I do that to my
3-year-old right now. She'll do something I can't even think right now. But she'll do something, and I'll go, okay, whose fault was that?
Oh, my gosh.
I will look at her.
You know what's crazy is that it's just, I think it's our age.
It is?
I think it's our age, because with my first one, I was on her ass, like white on rice.
Yeah.
The second one, I was a little more lenient. Mm-hmm. With this one, with the boy, I'm like, okay, we're going to approach this differently, because I've seen the effects of what I did with the one.
Too much.
One with the two.
Yeah. We're going to go in the middle.
Let's go with the last one. And so I make him think about it.
Yeah.
I'm like, so if you, let me think of something that I can do. Like, if, for instance, like if he goes in his room, like, okay, so you always tell me that I'm too rough on him about certain things, and I'm not. There's a reason. Like every Sunday when he's here, or every weekend when he's here, it could be Saturday, Sunday, whatever. Whether he's here for 1 day or 2 days or 3 days, he's got to clean that bathroom in his bedroom. I don't care if he's only been there for 2 days, because I'm teaching him responsibility when he has his own place. Mm-hmm. Just like the dishes. Mm-hmm. He's got, when you eat, you got to wash your, at least wash your dishes and put your dishes away. Stop it.
Tell me more.
Stop it. Anyway, and make your bed when you get up, because I'm teaching him to not be a slob and be responsible and appreciate his space and take care of his space. It's not about being OCD. It doesn't have to be perfect. Mm-hmm. Just make sure you, like, there's things that he needs to do. It's a responsibility. Mm-hmm. Just do it.
Okay.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Okay.
That's the difference between me and you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's way better than what I was with number one.
I know.
I promise you.
It's a little bit better.
Way.
Yeah.
It's way more lenient.
Yeah.
Anyway, because with number one, I did everything. I cleaned her room. I made her bed. I cleaned her bathroom. She didn't have to do nothing.
Yeah.
Well, and exactly. Okay. So I'm like, we're going to shift that.
We are going to shift in another direction. Those.
We're going to not do that again. We're going to make him do it.
Yeah.
Because it teaches responsibility. Because I want, and I always tell him whenever he, at first he would complain. And then he would say, why do I always have to clean the bathroom? Because it's yours. Like, you're using it. I'm not using it. You're using it.
Yeah.
Like, I was asking, like, why do you think that I'm teaching you? So that whenever I'm older, I know how to do it. Exactly.
Yeah.
So there's always a lesson behind everything. So, like, if he, he has, like, I will tell him, make sure when you get up, first thing you do, make your bed, brush your teeth, wash your face, and take your dirty clothes, like your pajamas or whatever, take them downstairs and put them in the laundry. Well, sometimes he'll leave them in there.
That's a little much. I don't even do that as an adult.
Well, he don't have shit else to do for the rest of the
day. That's a lot. I don't even do that myself.
Okay. Well, this is not your world. This is my world.
My world says no. Negative.
Well, he doesn't have any other chores or responsibilities like your kids do. Because he's only here like a little bit of time. So I have to pick and choose the little bit of things that he can do.
Okay.
You know, I mean, like, you make your kids do laundry. He hasn't done that yet.
Oh, I do their whole damn laundry.
Exactly.
They unload, reload, wipe the counters.
He hasn't done any of that stuff yet. This is the bathroom and making sure his room stays clean.
Yeah.
Anyway, so if he leaves his clothes out, like, there's a consequence. And I tell him, there's a consequence for every decision you make, good or bad, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So if he leaves his clothes, I'm like, okay, you can't play games today. And then he's like, oh my God, like, life is over. And mumbles and grumbles and kicks and screams and falls on the floor. And like,
taking advice. It's the end of the fucking world.
It's the end of the world.
It is the end of the world. Yeah.
Right. And I'm like, okay, well, whose fault is that? Is it your fault that you didn't put it away, or is it my fault?
Yeah.
My fault. Okay. Well, you know whose fault it is, so don't do it again.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's the approach that I take now, where before it was a whole different scenario.
Meanwhile, my baby breaks a crayon and looks at me. Who broke it? I did. Why? I don't know. Well, whose fault's that? That's yours. You got a broken crayon because of you.
You got to take care of your stuff. And see, that's something else that we teach them too. Like, if you break it, that's on you, man.
Don't come crying to me. Yeah, you broke it. I guess you lost that crayon. Bye.
You lost it. Goodbye.
Yeah, she's funny. Oh my God, that one right there. I love that picture that Dante posted.
Oh my God, did you see what I said?
Legit looks like she was flipping him off under the table.
That's whatever I looked at. I was like, she is flipping the bird under the table.
She had my smirk. Like,
yeah, she did.
Bitch, I see you.
She's like, what? She was flipping him off under the table.
I'm smiling at you, but I am secretly flipping you off underneath this table. I saw that, and it's exact. So before I even read your comment, I looked at her. I was like, ooh.
Because her arm is like hidden.
Yeah. I was like, what sneaky shit is she up to?
Because she had that look.
That face was like, that.
Bitch.
Like, fuck you. And then you wrote that. I was like, oh my God. That's exactly what she's doing. I told you what she did to my oldest.
No.
So my oldest was, we were all sitting outside on the patio. We're playing. We like to hang out on the patio area. And I'm like swinging on the hammock. And she's in my arms and we're playing around. Well, the oldest looks at her and makes like a little face, like a little, you know, face.
Yeah.
And the baby jumps up out the hammock in my lap, jumps up, walks over to her. And I'm not thinking anything of it, but we're watching it, right? And she walks over, gets right in my oldest one's face, flips her off, looks at her, and walks back to the hammock. We were like, all of us, like, oh, you just got flipped off by a 3-year-old. Meanwhile, I should not be laughing. I should be responsible parent because I'm going to get a phone call from the school one day.
When she flips the teacher off.
Flipping off somebody. But that shit was funny.
Where did she learn that?
Probably the kids. They teach her shit. So then I couldn't stop laughing about it. We pulled it up on the ring because, you know, the camera. And we kept replaying it. Our little ass jumping up. She walked over. So she has to walk around something. It was like she thought about this shit. She knew exactly. She walked around and she went like this. Flip and walk back. And we were all like, oh! I shouldn't encourage this.
No.
This is what happens when you have a baby in your 40s. You're just like, oh, this shit, good girl. You did good. High five.
Yeah. Good job. Well done. Well done.
I am going to get a phone call from the school one day.
You probably will.
I will.
Carla, I think your karma is going to come back.
And
with
I'm going to be like, you know what? That little fucker probably deserved that little flip.
Because he's an angel. She's an angel.
My baby's an angel.
She does nothing wrong. You're going to be one of those parents.
No, I won't. I know she's a little shit. She's sneaky. And then she'll smile. Like, you saw that smile in that chair. She knew exactly what she was
sure
doing.
She sure did. She knew exactly what
she's
she was
sneaky.
Doing.
She's sneaky. She's
get it from her sitting mom. Sitting there across the table looking at her daddy working. And she's just flipping him off under the table like, fuck you, bitch.
Yep, I know what's happening.
Okay. Are you ready for this random shit today? I don't think you're ready. Hey.
I'm ready.
No, you're not.
I got to potty.
You're not ready.
I'm ready.
We will potty. We're gonna make a new drink.
Oh fuck. I'm already like a few down.
I'm same. We're the same.
I'm drinking once a week now. So like my tolerance is really low.
Do you realize that last week?
So we're over 40 and faded, but we only get drunk once a week.
Yeah, I don't drink any other time during the week. But let me tell you, do you know how much we drank last week? We drank 6 each.
We did?
I bought a 12 pack of beer.
We went through a 12 pack?
And we went through a 12 pack.
And we took shots.
And took shots.
Poor liver. My liver is cussing at me.
When you go home, drink that lemon water.
I drink lemon water and I eat cherries on a regular basis now.
Got my cherries in there too.
Or I'll be down on some cherries. Yep. We gotta cheers to some cherries.
Cheers to cherries.
Clean your liver.
That's right.
And now it's time for random shit.
All right, we're back. We made a concoction.
Mm-hmm.
So we have our beautiful rainbow Crystal Head vodka.
Which, let me tell you, if you haven't bought Crystal Head
vodka, just try it.
Oh,
it's the best vodka. It really
so
is.
Smooth.
Like,
it's
I love so Tito's, but I love this better.
Yeah. I've always been a Tito's fan.
Yeah.
I judge it off on how I feel.
Yeah, and I don't never feel shitty after I drink that.
Never feel shitty after Crystal Head vodka.
Not ever.
And plus the bottle is just fucking cool.
And the bottle's awesome. So we're having Crystal Head vodka mixed with Fever Tree ginger beer and a mint syrup and some lime.
Yes, all together.
Originally, it was just the vodka and the ginger beer. That was not a good combo. I would give that a negative one.
That was not good for the throat.
No.
I feel like my throat still might be getting attacked right now.
Okay, so this drink now, what would you give it? Let me taste it. Let me taste it again. One out of 10.
No, we do 1 out of 5.
Oh, 1 out of 5. Okay. I would say probably a 3.
Yeah, I'd give it a 3.5.
Yeah, I would probably say a 3. Okay. It's all right. It's the vodka's it's good. You don't really taste the vodka as much as you taste the freaking ginger beer.
It's all the other shit right now in my throat.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus. What is the topic today?
The topic today. We're going to have a history lesson.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Fun facts.
Do I even know anything
about before this? I'll tell you. Our subject next week is what I was originally going to do this week, but I was like, I'm not going to lead 4th of July into this subject, so we'll save it for next week.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you what it is. But okay. This week, fun facts about oral sex.
Well, Susie Q, tell me more.
Your 4th of July weekend fun?
And that's funny because I was just talking about that like that's 2 seconds ago.
You are.
Oral sex.
Okay, I have 14 things to cover here.
Okay. Let's go.
Number one.
That's funny.
Oral sex is a general term for stimulation of the genitals with the mouth. Fellatio is oral sex that stimulates a penis, and cunnilingus is oral sex that stimulates the vagine.
Yes.
Cunnilingus. Fellatio, always think of like ice cream. Like,
yeah.
Like gelato.
Yeah. Yeah. Of the penis.
Gelato of the penis. Yes. Okay. Number two, the word fellatio comes from the Latin word for suck.
Fellatio means that. Suck.
Fellatio.
The suck.
It means suck.
Okay. All right. I mean, that's, I guess, what you're technically doing.
So well, fellatio is on the penis, so it's sucking.
The sucking of the
penis. Sucking.
Okay.
Number three. Some biologists believe that oral sex may have helped the evolutionary process, since sexual pleasure between mates helped early humans choose better partners.
Huh? Okay, so wait. Back Amen. In the day.
She's like,
if she was great,
he
going
got a good
down.
Dick, let me go down on him. And she got a good vagina. Let me go down on her. We're partners.
No, that's not how it works. It's not who has the good dick or the vagina. It's who can perform on that dick
yes,
and vagina.
Yes.
Correction.
Yes. I'm sorry. Correct you. I got
to I can have a good vagina, but if you can't perform on it, we may not come back and repeat this shit.
I stand corrected.
Which has happened. Let me just say. You suck. Bye bye now.
No, you suck good or you suck bad. Okay, number four. In Egyptian mythology, the goddess Isis revived her dead brother Osiris by sucking his penis.
Ew!
It's one of the oldest depiction of oral sex in the world. I'm sorry. If my brother died, I'm not going to suck his dick to bring it back to life.
No.
Not he happening.
Dead. I don't love have you, a brother, but not that but much. He would be dead.
I love God you. God bless and good night.
I'll see you in the next lifetime.
Yeah, that's gross.
We ain't sucking. No cousins. No. No brothers.
None of that dick. None of that dickness. No dickness going on here.
Gross.
Okay. Number five. Oh, this, I actually learned about this in art history when I was in college. Ancient Romans and their neighbors were also familiar with oral sex. When archaeologists uncovered the ruined city of Pompeii, they found murals depicting the act in the city's bathhouses. So, crazy thing. In the bathhouses in Pompeii, back way back in the day, so you would walk into a room and it was almost like there was pictures all the way around the room, on the top of the room. And so, basically, people would come in and they'd point and be like, that's what I want.
Oh, so...
It was like
you whenever you what service you wanted. I want right. doggy. I want
yeah. Like it's crazy. Like you oh see, pic, like I learned that in art history. Could I was like, that is the craziest shit.
If that's how the clubs were now,
I want that.
I'm sure there's probably
there a probably
club
are.
Like that.
There
like, probably let's, are. Let's be real. There's probably a club like that.
Mm-hmm. There probably are. But yeah, I learned.
Can
about
I just
that.
Be a fly on the wall?
I learned about you have been a fly on the wall. I on some of those.
I don't know what it is. I don't mind. I like watching.
We talked about that last week.
We did? Did I talk about
you
that?
You don't remember anything.
I don't remember
and,
anything.
And did you bring your content today?
No, but I did not.
Jamie okay. didn't bring her content.
Okay, so I told Lindy.
Jamie you, didn't bring you, her content.
Okay, first off.
But Jamie didn't bring her content.
This is the baseball mom. This is your fault because you can't.
That's what we're going to call it. This is baseball mom.
Don't baseball mom me. So first off, you never tell me something to do when I'm drunk.
I didn't. You drinking. Offered.
No, again, don't listen to shit I have to say when I'm faded. First off.
Secondly. Secondly.
What was I talking about? Secondly.
Bringing content.
Bringing content. Yes. You need to text me the next day and okay. be like, oh, great conversation, by the way.
You don't remember shit that we talk about.
I don't even know what any of our podcasts are about until I listen to it. And I'm like, oh, shit. I don't even listen anymore.
So you said... We were talking about the podcast and you were talking about how, cause how I was controlling and whatever. Cause I was saying I was a queen in a past life and whatever.
You are.
I know.
Yeah.
And then, we were talking about this and then you were saying, well, I told you I would help. And I was like, can you edit audio? And you said, no. Can you edit video? You said, no.
I told you I would.
But you can't. There's, you don't have time in your life for me to teach you how to do these things. It's easier if I just do it.
Yeah, I know.
Cause I can do it while I'm working. But you said, I told you, I said, you could bring content. And you're like, oh, yeah, I could. I'll do it next week.
Okay, again.
And here we are.
Again.
And there's no content.
I need you to tell me. I need you to tell sober Jamie, hey, bring some content. And I've been like, oh, shit, let me put it in my calendar.
Because I told you. But then we even talked about that, too. And I said that I will always bring something because I feel like you yeah, being the procrastinator that you are, you won't
okay,
do
so
it.
So I did have a random thought. This is so random and so stupid.
So do we need to pause for your thought?
Yeah, I'm going to just temporarily pause okay,
bring
for
it
my
in.
Thought.
Bring
okay,
it in.
So my thought is, okay, we're in our 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And we always hear the term growing up was midlife crisis.
Oh, yeah?
Right? Mm-hmm. And so we would see, like, I remember as a child, and we would see an older... Dad.
It was always a man.
Like, yeah, it was always the man, right? The mm-hmm. older dad. Oh, he's driving that sports car
he
now.
Must be having
he's
a midlife
going
crisis.
Through a midlife crisis.
Yeah.
Well, then I started thinking, well, shit, I got a divorce at 38.
Mm-hmm.
And I changed my whole life. And I was like, and then I started just thinking in my mind about midlife crisis. I was like, I don't think it should be called a midlife crisis. Mm-hmm. In my mind, I feel like it should be called like... It's midlife awakening.
I agree.
I don't think it's a crisis.
I think
you looked at your life and you're like, fuck.
I don't like
I'm
this.
In my 40s. I'm not doing what I wanted or I'm not happy in my current situation. I haven't been happy in my mm-hmm. current situation. Do I want to live the next 40 fucking plus years in this situation?
Yeah.
I really don't think it should be called crisis.
I agree.
It's a midlife awakening.
I agree.
And I feel like we should
great
rename this.
Analogy.
Thank
midlife
you.
Midlife awakening.
It's a midlife awakening.
It's like I'm doing me.
I am.
Not, do,
at
not you do you. Is I'm going to do me.
I'm going to do me. That's at 38, I was like.
I'm going to do me.
Do I want. You know, I know who told me. Miss Denise was like. She looked at me one day. And I got to remember. I had been hearing multiple stuff. Mm. Throughout the end of my marriage. From mm-hmm. some certain people.
Uh huh.
and you know who you were. But Denise, one day, Denise was like, do you want to live like this for the rest of your life? And that right there, that moment in time was like my light bulb. No, I don't. I'm done.
I think I probably told you that as well.
Yeah. No, you did. But, and that's the thing. I think you hear, you may hear the same words.
It's just like you have to be in that moment to absorb it. When that, like, you have to be open to hearing that. Because I could have told you 100 times.
Right.
But it was just like, you just happened to be, your mind was open to hearing it at that moment. That's right. When she told you.
Because that's what I was saying. I had heard multiple things before.
Mm-hmm.
And you, I won't throw out anybody else under the bus. But multiple people at multiple times had told me stuff. But what she said at that one moment, I'm not kidding you. It was like that light switch. The very next morning, I went to the lawyer.
Yeah. Why do you want to be
in that situation? So I really feel like we need to stop saying midlife crisis, because I don't think you're just having this breakdown like, oh, my God. No. You're looking, you're evaluating your life.
And you don't like what you see.
You don't like where you're at. And you realize, you know what? I'm not going to spend the rest of my life doing this. Mm-hmm. I'm either going to change my job, drastically change my job. I'm going to go get that car that I always said I wanted, but never did because I had 20 kids. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not a crisis.
Yeah, which is why you're fucking
waking up.
Old men or even old women.
Yeah.
Driving these sports cars. I'll be one of those.
Shit, I'm going to be that. I'm going to have that facelift.
We're gonna look like we're 30 when we're 50.
Because I don't feel like you should. I mean, look at J-Lo. She's 50 walking around in half
shirts. She's beautiful.
So are you going to tell J-Lo she can't wear a half shirt?
Yeah. No.
No.
She's working that half shirt.
And then she's working it better than...
I'm going to get all that shit done. I'm going to get all that shit
done. But like, I just... That really bothered me the other day. So anyway, that was my rant. Okay, I'm done.
Thank you for your content contribution.
Yeah, I contributed.
I like it. I like it. It's not enough for a full rant of shit.
It's not a full episode.
But you participated.
Thank you. I did participate.
Well done, ma'am.
You're welcome. Thank you. Come again. I'll be here next week, guys. Thank you.
Next week. Okay. Number 6.
Yes.
One of the oldest texts on sexual positions. Oh, hold on. Let me reread that. Get my mouth together.
I bet it's doggy.
One of the oldest texts on sexual positions in the Indian Kama Sutra gives several examples of fellatio.
Oh.
The oldest position is sucking and
oral sex.
Sucking and fucking.
Sucking and fucking.
Sucking and fucking.
Okay. All right. There. Okay. Just a little warm it up here. We're going to warm it up for insertion.
Number 7. In medieval Europe, oral sex was banned because it was considered unnatural, since it could not lead to procreation. Those found guilty of cunnilingus. Were given 4 years penance for their sin, while those who committed fellatio were given 5. So if guys that went down were given 4, girls that sucked dick were given 5. What kind of shit is that?
Same shit.
It's literally the same. Same thing.
That's not nice.
No. Okay, next one. Oral sex has earned a lot of nicknames over the past few centuries, including goop gobbler, whistling in the dark, and going way down south in Dixie.
I've never used any of those terms. It's called giving head.
I'm not going to go up to my room. Babe, you want some goop gobbler?
Yeah, goop gobbler's here to save you. We're going to go down in Dixie the Town. Mama's here to take you down Dixie Town. Pull down your pants here. Come here, boy. What the fuck? I'm going to walk in my house tonight. I hope you know. We going down to Dixie Town.
Down to the goop gobbler.
We're going to goop gobbler tonight, baby. You ass.
Every damn week he throws a damn
water bottle. He ain't getting no goop gobbler tonight. Why do I feel like I'm in the South when I say goop gobbler? Goop gobbler, honey. We gonna take you down south for some goop gobbler.
Going way down south in Dixie.
Way down south in Dixie for some goop gobbler.
Don't forget the whistling in the dark.
No! Oh! Woohoo! Bring that dick over yonder. These are not up-to-date words. Were we in like a 1920s search or like 1820s maybe?
I don't know. Okay. The next things.
He'd ask too short. He would tell us the correct terminology.
It's not goop gobbler.
Even Two Live Crew from back in the day could tell us some good terms.
Yeah, they would. They would be very frank with theirs. Mm-hmm. Okay. The most popular nickname for oral sex, blowjob, originated in the 1940s.
Ooh.
Blowjob came up in the 1940s. Betty. First appearing in a Tijuana Bible. A popular comic book. Wait. A popular comic book that depicted sexual acts. Tijuana Bible. I'm going to have to look that up.
I want to see this.
What the Tijuana Bible is.
You said Bible. That threw me off. Huh? Hey, I've heard some things that happened down in Tijuana.
The blowjob is in the Tijuana Bible.
Yeah. Interesting. And a lot of other stuff.
I remember being a kid and I heard that terminology for the first time. Blowjob. I'm like, Do you blow? What are we doing?
No.
What happens when you blow?
I remember when I first heard like suck dick, and I was like, am I literally supposed to suck it? I was so confused. That's a lot of work.
Like a popsicle.
Like, what do I do? I don't know. And I'm so confused. That was never my thing.
I remember the very first time that I ever did it. I had to put a pillow in between me and his face.
I don't want to look at you.
I don't want you looking at me.
That's me when I'm doing the other side. I don't want... No. Well, when he's like... I need like a shield.
I need a wall.
Just cover me. I just gotta relax. Cover my face.
Whenever he's going on you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It's relaxed now. But I remember back in the beginning. Yeah. The beginning.
I'm gonna put a pillow over my face. I don't want you to look at my face.
Don't look at my face. Oh, God. I'm making all these crazy faces.
Don't look at my face. That's crazy. That's funny how we do that. Like, yeah. We're embarrassed.
Yeah. Well, I remember because, you know, when you grow up masturbating, you hide under the covers because mm-hmm. you don't want someone to walk in on you.
Right.
And to this day, I still do the same thing. And I've told myself, like, I should stop. Like, it's my house. Nobody's going to walk in. And even if, like, you know, my partner walks in, Dante, like, he doesn't have a name. If Dante walks in, he's going to be like, hey.
What's happening here?
Don't stop.
Keep it going.
Can I join in?
Okay. The next thing says, there's a gender divide when it comes to receiving and giving oral sex. Women reported higher numbers of giving oral sex, mm-hmm. and men said they were on the receiving end more often.
That's a true story.
It is true.
I mean, growing up, it was definitely not equal.
No.
Yeah.
Guys just want their dick sucked all the time.
Yeah. And I have reversed that scenario.
Yeah, you have.
Fuck you. It's all about
fuck mama. You, society.
Mama needs hers. I have mastered the reversal.
Okay. Number 11, the older men get, the more likely they are to perform oral sex on their partners. And guys who orally pleasure their partners are healthier than those who don't.
Oh.
Gentlemen.
You're welcome, Dante. This is why you're healthy, because you've been munching on mama's goodness. He's healthy. You're welcome.
Baby, you need to get it together.
And I'm okay, so we should probably delete this out.
I'm not deleting.
But I know some women, not me, I swear to God, that have had some sugar daddies.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sugar mm-hmm. daddies can't perform, mm-hmm. but sugar daddies will perform for them.
What do you mean?
Like they go down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So they enjoy.
I'm sure that gets them off.
It gets them off. Well, they can't quite get off, like, whatever.
Yeah, because most of the sugar daddies are old.
Yeah, they're very old. And so they've reported back.
They've reported back to you.
I'm not like the what's the madame, whatever, but I have madame. Heard. I have heard, yes, they'll go down. And they're like, that's, they don't have to suck dick. They don't have to
have
sex.
They just get off watching a female get off.
They get off giving her oral.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that multiple times.
Okay. I have three more. Mm-hmm. A large percentage of teens, over half, this is true, believe that oral sex doesn't count as real sex.
Yeah.
Instead, considering penetration the only true way to lose one's virginity. False! Oral sex is still sex.
Well, okay. Actually, I'm not going to agree that it's sex.
But I mean, you're like, you're having an orgasm still. I mean, you're not sticking a finger in. Well, no. See, that's Whoa. Another. Because if you stick a finger in there while there's licking going no. on, that's still penetration.
So I don't consider, this is my own little okay. mind of a world. Share. I don't agree that going down either or, boy or girl, mm-hmm. is sex. Mm-hmm. But what I also but read. It's called
oral sex.
Oral sex. But they're saying that it's considered sex. I don't mm-hmm. consider that sex. It's oral sex, but I don't consider it because it's not penetration.
Okay.
But there was a lot of young girls that were not, they were still considering themselves virgins, but they were having butt sex. No, bitch.
Oh, no, you're being penetrated.
Penetrated in yeah, your you're booty. Being penetrated. That's sex.
Yeah.
So that, to me, is sex.
Yeah. That's someone's inserting their thing in your body. I'm
sorry. And that's what kills me. I couldn't imagine being a virgin back in the day
and having sex. I didn't even think about anal sex no. while I was an adult.
No, I mean, I did.
No. I was like way into did adulthood. I do it in my high school I was years? After I got divorced. I was in my 30s.
Oh, no, no. I was way before that.
No, ma'am.
But I'm trying to remember if it was in my high school, sweetheart. Did I do
got into anal? The booty?
I don't remember.
No, I was not into the booty stuff until I was in my 30s. Not at all.
I got into it big time when I was mm-mm. pregnant.
Did not.
Don't ask me why.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
It's not the most pleasurable experience.
Yeah, it's a lovely experience. I've done well and properly. You just need a towel.
I mean, it is now, but yeah. Okay.
And some lube.
Okay.
No, well, or spit.
I have the last two here.
Okay, I'm ready.
Last two. Swallowing semen mm-hmm. can help women get pregnant. Ingesting a man's semen can prevent no. a woman's body from seeing it as a foreign substance, leading to higher fertility
Do
rates.
Do not tell women this. That is that swallow, is a, girls! That is a swallow. Male. That is a male doctor putting that false advertisement out there because he wanted his weenus sucked because his wife could not conceive. We already know that shit.
Suck my dick, falling, you'll get pregnant.
Not falling for that stupid shit.
Suck my dick, you'll get pregnant.
That's a made up. That's a made up shit. That's a made up shit.
Okay, the last one. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is some crazy shit. Okay. You ready?
Ready.
The last one.
Ready.
There has been one reported case of pregnancy from oral sex. A young woman with no vagina was stabbed in the stomach just after performing fellatio on her boyfriend. The sperm traveled through her damaged intestinal tract and into her reproductive organs, and a healthy baby was born via C-section 9 months later. She was
stabbed in the stomach.
Yep.
That's some crazy shit, so I can't argue with that because that's like just ridiculous.
She was giving him oral. He stabbed her, poked her in the belly.
She got pregnant. Apparently, Boof! Something went wrong during that oral process. Did she pull out the teeth? Oh, she skimmed him.
I she feel like maybe him. She did.
She skimmed him with some teeth, and he said, "Ow, bitch! Pada!" Oh my God, I should just be quiet.
That sounds like some quiet. Trailer trash.
That is that was probably her cousin. Trash it was probably her right cousin.
That sounds like
stop
some,
it.
That
I'm
sounds
done.
Like some trailer trash today. Shit that happened. She's like, I'm gonna suck my dick. I got no vagina. Poke me in the belly. Let's see if we can make a baby.
Maybe you can fuck me in the belly. Oh shit! I got pregnant. Fuck no! Stop. Okay, stop talking. We're stop talking.
Oh my God, that's crazy. No vagina. She had no vagina. How do you have no vagina?
Unless you're a Barbie doll.
She had no
vagina. That is. That's some Barbie doll shit.
Well, I mean, Ken doll has no penis.
Yeah, it's a fucking Barbie and Ken situation. But he had a penis, so he wasn't a Ken.
Because he stabbed her in the belly button.
Cousin Bob on the side.
Bob popped her. Poked her in the belly. He has some strong sperm. It went through her intestines. Into her reproductive organs and had
probably,
a baby.
He was probably on meth. It was like super, super energetic, powerful meth.
Meth sperm. Meth babies went through the belly button, through the intestines.
Oh my God.
And made a baby.
Can we stop, please?
Yes.
I'm done.
I'm done with this section.
You're done with this
so
section.
So, ladies, swallow some semen and you can have babies or get poked in the belly and you can have babies.
No, not having it. I'm done having babies, men, by the way.
If you go down, you're healthy. Yeah.
Men, you need to go down. I mean,
you'll be strong and healthy.
Just ask my man. He's never sick. I wonder why. You're welcome.
I'm here for you. I'm here to help you.
Mama's got the cure.
Are you sick? I have the pill. Go on down.
I have the magic pill.
All right, let's move on to truth or drink.
Oh, Jesus. Here we go.
Here we go. And boop.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Ready.
Okay. Truth or drink and a couple of incoherent cards. Here. Me first or you?
We go. Happy 42.
Happy
what? 42.
Oh, episode. Okay.
Get it together.
Not together. What?
Okay, this is happy hour.
Uh-huh.
What best represents me as a friend? A weighted blanket, a spin class, or a wine tasting?
Wine tasting.
Okay, that was
all
quick.
Day.
All day, every day.
Wine okay. tasting.
That was it. Just A.
We'll skip to A. A.
Done. Next.
Yeah. Okay. What's the most kick-ass you've ever felt?
Ooh.
The most kick-ass.
So, okay. This might sound mean. So when Did you say the mean? But when I first got divorced and I was in my apartment, I'm sure I've talked about this a gazillion and one times, but being in my apartment and feeling that sense of freedom, this is where I need to be. I've got to focus. This is it. I felt like fucking the strongest, empowered woman.
Yeah, you did it.
I can't tell you the most amazing feeling I felt.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Okay. Part B.
Okay. Oh, shit.
If we formed a gang.
Oh, yes.
What would the name of our posse be?
Uh-huh. Forks and Knives.
Forks and Knives.
I just thought about that documentary.
Okay.
I'll stab you with a fork. You come like, behind me with knives.
I would call us On Broadway. My posse's on Broadway.
I said Forks and Knives. What the fuck?
Okay. I'm going to be Forks and Knives. We're the gang.
On the rocks. Someone who's never met me ask you, what am I like? How do you answer? I feel like we've done this one.
It was dating.
Oh, I think we did a dating. Okay. This is just a friend.
Someone who's never met you and said, what is she like? She's hilarious. She's hilarious and quirky. That's what I would say.
Quirky.
Yeah. Okay. Hilarious and quirky. You have your moments. Don't get her in a mood. That's all I'll say. Don't get her in a mood.
Again, you make me sound like the bitch.
No, you're not a bitch. Just you know.
I do that with you, not with everybody else. And just
don't catch her in a mood.
I got moods. Okay, B. What's something you think people should never joke about?
Oh,
ooh, I got a few.
I got so many. That's a serious question.
Can I jump
like,
one?
Racism, number one. Don't joke about that.
Don't joke about politics.
Don't joke about religion. Don't joke about racism.
No.
Don't joke about
domestic abuse.
Yes.
You talk emotional about racism abuse. And abuse.
Yeah.
I will lose my shit.
Yeah. Either one of those. Don't. Yeah. None of those.
I'll come at you.
Yeah. Either. Okay. My turn. That was a serious question.
Yes, girl.
Tell us about the one that got away. The one that got away.
It's probably a good thing that motherfucker got away.
You went from like sad clown face.
Oh, Jesus.
The one that got away.
No.
The one that got away.
I don't think it's necessarily what I'm trying to think.
Like, how could you explain the one that got away? Like, was he really one that got away, though?
No, I think I know that particular.
But it was
one
so one that got away would be the one that you let go.
I were like,
oh damn, I should have just held on.
No,
that's the one that got you. Don't have any of those.
I don't have any of those.
Okay, so see, that's a better answer than where you were going.
I'm like,
you were going down into a dark cave. You were digging down into a dark hole.
Okay, we're going. Okay, repeat the question. just start over. I don't need to get in trouble for this shit. Start over.
Tell us about the one that got away.
I ain't got no motherfuckers.
There you go.
Okay. I'm the bitch that got away.
There you go. Okay, part B of that. When was the last time you lost your cool? What happened? How do you feel about it now?
Oh, God. Hold on. When did I
feel like we were just talking about this earlier.
When did I lose my cool last? Hold on. I can't even think when the last time I lost
my lost cool. your shit.
When did I lose my shit? I was probably losing your with shit you somewhere.
To a text message with a group of friends, maybe?
Oh, we were talking about that a while ago. Okay. So, as you know, I wouldn't say, okay, maybe I did. But I can get irritable sometimes if you don't
what?
I know, it's shocking. I know.
That's a shocker.
But I feel like if you don't have an open mind, and I'm not going to be rude, but I'll be like, you know what? Maybe you should just research a little
She's
bit
like
more.
She's like a scissor. She like clippest.
Clip your anus.
She clips the paper to just slice you off the end of the paper. So like, let that drop on the floor.
But yeah, I get it. I think when you don't have an open mind, when you have a closed mind and certain issues might get brought to your attention,
mm-hmm.
I'm just not going to. Might be a little irritable. Okay, we're just moving right along.
Okay, you go.
Oh, yes, let's go. Extra dirty.
Extra dirty.
A. Yes. Have you ever cried after or during sex?
Never.
What?
Never.
I have done that multiple times.
Never.
You've never cried during sex, but it's not like, oh my God, this is amazing. It's a cry, and you're like, why am I crying? Oh my God, I'm crying.
No, that's pussy. No. That's a pussy move. Never.
I've cried. No, it's not. No, I promise you. It's
your vagina.
And we're talking through your vagina. Okay, well, moving right along.
I've never done that.
I am wrong.
No, you're not wrong. I've never done that. I've never been.
It's not an emotional. I'm like, clear. It's not an emotional cry. Like, I love you and this is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's where you have an orgasm and you cry and you don't understand.
My vagina might cry, but I'm not crying.
I've done it. I don't know why. You're like, what the fuck?
No, I've never cried. That's crazy. Oh, okay. Like, I've been like, where after we get done, I'm like, oh, that was so good. That was amazing. Why did we wait so long?
You know, yeah, I do like, that every week.
I've never.
Pug, why do we wait like 3 days?
Why are we waiting so long in between?
Yeah, I do that all the time. But no, it's a cry and you can't control the cry. You don't know why you're crying.
Oh my God. That was so good.
And it's I swear, it's not even about the sex. You just cry.
No, vagina.
Women, I'm not
you're
the
a
only
vagina.
One. No, I
you're
swear
a puss.
To God. The puss is good. Okay. B, do you have an age... Do you have an age ceiling for a one night stand, huh?
I don't have one night stands.
Wait, okay, let's go back to
okay,
when
so
we
when
were
I was
single.
What
does that mean? Do you have an age
like
ceiling?
Like an age like where you would not go past a certain age.
Oh, okay.
Back when I was single, I probably wouldn't go past 50. But I was single when I was 30 something.
I did the age higher in Tinder,
but
remember?
50 would have been probably my limit.
And I got bored. Not bored, but it wasn't for me.
Well, the first person, whenever I got on, I did eHarmony. And the first person that I dated, he was 11 years older than me. And we were different mentally. We were in two different mental spaces. I mean, his kids were older than mine. But he was one of those guys that was like a perpetual bachelor. Mm-hmm. Like, was never really ever going to settle down.
And you could tell.
And I could tell. Yeah. So, I was just like... No, you're not for me.
Yeah.
He's probably still a perpetual. But I know I've met several of those guys. They use you
and
for
gonna be fine with that.
POA.
Yeah.
And then they're just perpetual bachelor.
Hold on.
In case you don't know what POA is, piece of ass.
Piece of ass. Yeah. No, I'll do that right back at you.
I mean, I've been, you're just a piece of ass.
Yeah. Oh, God. I mean, that works.
I'm sick. Go bye.
Yeah. That works both ways. Definitely. Yeah. That's for damn sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. Did I have a
But I never off? Really had a ceiling. I think when I was 30, it's like my ceiling was probably 50. And see, my reason being was that I didn't want, crazy. When I first started working at the company that I was at, one of my coworkers, I was single, was trying to set me up with someone who was one of our vendors. And he ended up working for our company years later, but he was too close to my dad's age.
Oh, God.
And I was like, no. I don't like that. That makes me uncomfortable. Like, what? We don't have anything in common.
Okay. So now that you say that, because that jumps into somebody that's closer to your dad's age. I would say a 10-year gap would probably be
10 is probably...
That's still probably too much.
Like, 50 was 15 years. That was the max.
I went from the above Tinder category to below Tinder category. And that's how
above
I
above and below.
So when I first got on Tinder, I was on the like 40 to 50. Mm-hmm. I was 38. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't want to deal with some young guy. Yeah. I need a more mature guy.
Yeah.
That's not necessarily true. But I was in the 40 to 50. Because when
they're
older,
they just want sex. That's
it. This one, I got dinners all the time.
Yeah.
But I made it very clear, we ain't doing nothing.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, there's no connection. I jumped it to the 30 to 40, and that's how I met Dante. Mm. Boom, yeah. Boom. Okay. Oh, that's it.
That's my turn.
I did my A's and my B's.
Okay, extra dirty.
Yeah.
Have you ever had to contact past partners for public health reasons? Do no. tell.
You have to contact them for what? I got COVID? I got COVID.
No. COVID wasn't around.
No, the
STDs.
STDs. No, I was with a current partner at the time. We decided to go to the health clinic together. And we both came back.
You said, bitch.
Yeah. Oh, bitch, we got this together. We need some medication.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I got shit together with a partner.
Okay. Okay. Part B.
But medication cured that shit.
Oh.
Yes, I'm ready.
This is a dirty question.
Okay.
If we.
Me and you?
You and I.
Okay.
We're in a porn together.
Oh.
What category would it be filed under?
Cuddalingus. What is it called? What's it called?
Cuddalingus.
Cuddalingus. Cuddalingus. That's all we doing. I might shove some. I might shove some toys in your vagina.
Cuddalingus.
What do we? Yeah, I mean, what else could it be? A swinger fest?
I would put on a strap on. Give it to
you. Oh no!
I would give it to you. I would give it to you first.
I would talk shit the whole time. Did you clean my bathroom? Right. You missed a corner.
You better clean your room.
You gonna lick the toilet tonight. Oh my god, do not give me
the most
dog.
Hilarious porn ever.
I couldn't even be serious. There's no way.
Oh my god.
Where are we at? Okay.
Okay, you're
all right, now we're at last call, so this is the main shit, isn't it?
Fucking questions.
Oh, name a time you wish we weren't friends.
I don't have one. There's not one that I can think of.
Okay. Who's someone we know that you wish I was more alike and why? I was more like and why?
That you were more like someone that we know?
Who's someone we know that you wish I was more like and
There's
why?
There's nobody that we know that I would wish them to be more like you, but not for you to be more like them.
Yeah. I'm a one of a kind.
I think we're in a good spot.
Yeah, I'm a one of a kind.
Oh my good or bad? God.
Oh shit. Is this last call?
Yes.
Oh shit. What? What?
I hate these questions.
What?
Do you ever feel like I'm holding you back?
What would I be holding you back from? You're too motivated.
Yeah.
You push me in directions I don't want to go.
I don't want to do it.
I got excited. I'm sweating in my pants now. No, you push me.
That's a crazy question. Okay.
Yeah.
If it's I. The opposite. Okay. Part B. If I was in a relationship with someone you hated, would you tell me?
Really? Do you really need to ask that?
I know you would, because I told you.
I would be all over that shit.
I told you.
You sure did.
I didn't hate him. I was just like, divorced. What the fuck are you doing with this guy? What are we doing here?
I'd pick my friends.
Okay.
Oh, ready. Oh. We are on to...
Incoherent.
Incoherent.
Okay. Okie dokie.
Bud, make it. Bud, make it. Bud, make it. But make it. But naked.
Yes.
Oh! Look at you.
Yes. Got it. But naked.
All right. Ready. And
I know what that is.
About this today.
I know what this is.
What is it?
Mourn Hank Wood. It's Morning Wood.
Yes. We talked about that shit today. Okay. Go.
Okay. Here we go.
Brick Nat Seed Hest. Brick neck seed hest. Give me a code. I mean, a hint.
Give me a code.
Give me a code.
Blue. What? Plus or minus is the hint.
Plus or minus?
Uh-huh.
Brick nat seed hest.
Plus or minus?
Brick nat.
These are terrible hints that they give you.
Seed hest. Okay, give me your hint.
Something you would use the morning after.
Brick Nets.
Or maybe 2 days after. Maybe 3 days after.
Pregnancy test.
Boom. Yes.
Because I was like, morning after pill, plan B. That's not what I feel like I'm trying to say right now.
Okay. Like, 2 days, 3 days after.
Okay.
Oh, Peromans. Peromans. I feel like it should go Peromans. Because there's lots of R's. Three R's. Peromans. Peromans. Is there a clue? A hint? Peromans.
I love you, man.
I keep wanting to say like pure romance.
You're so close.
Peromance. Oh, romance.
Romance. You
romance.
Got it.
Romance.
Reek hand. Lubricant. Lubricant!
Look at how good you are.
Oh, that was so good because I said
how
fast.
Good you
I
are.
Said it fast. I'm amazing.
You're amazing. You're a genius.
You still have a card? How yes. do I not have a card?
Because you didn't pull it up?
No, that's it. That's the shut.
No.
It. I don't have any more. I got
okay. Well, we'll do one more for you okay. then.
All right. Townen Doherty. Townen. Townen.
Because you're way funnier pronouncing these than me.
Townen Doherty. Townen. Townen Doherty. What's the hint?
A person who is willing to do whatever it takes to get the job done. That's a good clue.
Townen Doherty. Townen Doherty. Doherty. Give me another hint.
Not up or clean.
Huh?
Not up or clean.
Give me your hint.
Literally what it says. A person who's willing to do whatever it takes to get the job done.
Townen.
To just get in there and get it done.
Townen Doherty.
Yes, that's exactly it.
Doherty.
You basically said it.
Townen. Townen Doherty. Townen Doherty. What the fuck am I saying?
Do you want me to tell you what it is?
Down and dirty. You're getting down and dirty.
I was like, there's no other clue I could give you that's better than the one they gave you.
The Townen. Oh my God. What the fuck?
Oh my God. Okay, let's move on to the end.
Dante is about to get town and dirty. Because I'm going to make you feel better. My make pussy
your,
heals.
Make your health better. Make your health better.
I said the P word.
For a video. All right, guys, that wraps it up, number
42.
Wraps up episode Thank number you. 42. Thank you for following, listening.
Have you been drinking?
I think I've been drinking a little bit.
We might have been drinking a little bit.
I feel like I drank less this week than I did last week, I'll tell you that.
No, apparently we were throwing it back.
We drank six beers.
I did pass out when I got home, though.
I did too, because I was trying to FaceTime you and you would not answer the phone.
Done. I was already done.
You were like an Eskimo under the blanket. I'm like, answer the phone. I have a question. You're not answering and I can't tell you via text.
I'm done.
Yeah, you were. Okay. Again, thank you for liking, sharing, listening, subscribing, all those good things.
Yes, we appreciate it.
We do appreciate it so much. We appreciate them. DMs, the ideas, suggestions.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
And we have one beer that we have not tried, but I'm waiting on the name of the beer to be sent to me. She forgot to send it. My cousin, Christy, forgot to send the beer. Some beer that we're supposed to try.
Yeah. Okay. I'm all down for that.
Trying some beer.
Yeah.
There was something I was going to say and I forgot. I forgot what it was. Do you know? I don't know.
I don't know what you were thinking.
I don't remember.
I am lost.
I don't remember what it was.
I am here for the alcoholic beverages.
Make good choices.
Clean your nose, as my dad would say.
That's right. Wash your hands. And wash your ass. Stay safe. Just wear a mask. Even if you don't want to wear a mask. Just wear it. Just so people shut up.
Just leave your nose out a little bit so you can breathe.
Yeah, leave your nose out.
What I do.
Just wear the mask.
I'll hold it out a little bit to breathe and be like, fuck, I gotta put it back on.
Yeah, that's exactly what I do.
I got the hiccups now.
All right. We will see you guys next
week.
Stay safe. Cheers. Stay healthy. Cheers.